Welcome to the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm Paige Estratori, providing the latest insights into Australia's industry updates on behalf of Financial Services Online. We begin on a sober note this week. Over the last half decade, life insurance coverage for working-age adults has suffered a significant dip. Yes, a nearly one-fifth downswing from 94% back in 2017 to the recent 77%. It appears that the legislative changes of the Protecting Your Super Act may be a contributing factor here, leading to less automatic coverage in the bid to protect superannuation funds. But let's not forget about the 3.4 million Australians who are grappling with the underinsurance gap, as per information from the Council of Australian Life Insurers. Coupled with these concerns, we're also seeing lesser life insurers and friendly societies in the market than what we witnessed 6 years ago, back in 2018. But fear not, things might just be looking up. APRA's capital amendments have positively impacted the sector. Price surges in income protection products are in fact attracting potential insured parties. The growth of new business for three consecutive quarters has sparked a glimmer of hope in the market, indicating a potential recovery and a step towards closing that underinsurance gap. Now shifting gears, let's cross over to this exciting development from international waters. The cyber insurance leader, CFC, based in London, is stepping onto Australian shores with its recent acquisition of Melbourne Solution Underwriting. This move deepens CFC's roots in Australia, where they have been catering to customers for over two decades. I bet the folks at Solution Underwriting are eager to offer a wider range of insurance solutions to SMEs nationwide, leveraging CFC's global prowess. The deal, set to close before April ends, stamps CFC's commitment to expanding its global footprint, starting right here in Australia. And as we near the close, here's a piece that could reshape Queensland's political landscape. Upcoming state elections bring with them an urgent advocacy for stamp duty system reforms. Australian Consumers Insurance Lobby, or ACIAL, is pushing for a change to support the residents of Northern Queensland, who are grappling with high insurance costs. Their proposal? Abolish a 9% insurance duty representing $1.5 billion, or better yet, reallocate it to fund disaster resilience projects. Might this topic impact the vote in October? One which has the potential to shift state leadership dynamics that have been with Labor since 2015. Only time will tell. And that, dear listeners, is your wrap of weekly insurance trends in Australia. To learn more about insurance for both personal and business needs, visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estratori signing off from the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. Stay informed, stay insured. See you next week.